This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Road purple uniforms for Litchfield, trimmed out in the white and the gray. Litchfield and gray lettering across the front. Lincolnwood, the home whites, trimmed in the orange. Lancers in orange lettering across the front. Chad Waterman throws it up, and the tap is controlled by Lincolnwood. Great officiating crew here tonight. Chad Waterman, Big Al Polkenpole, and the mayor, Denny Held. Man-to-man for Litchfield to start as the Lancers get it first. On the right side of the key, it's Avery Pope. She's just a freshman. She's going to be a good one when it's all said and done here at Lincolnwood. Painter went for the steal, didn't get it initially. Now she jars it loose and heads the other way. And a reach in and deflected out. Good job by Cassie Krager not to concede the bucket. And it'll be Litchfield ball on the baseline, out of bounds. Sinyan to throw in. Will get it in off the right block to Painter. She couldn't catch it cleanly. Has to track it down in the right corner. Leaves it off on the right wing now for Sinyan. Back between the circles to Carson Jackson. Lincolnwood in a little zone. No, they're in man-to-man right now. Sagging man-to-man, trying to protect that painted area. Here's Painter. Little dribble handoff to Jackson. Carson Jackson. Bounce pass to Sinyan. Emily Sinyan almost double dribbled, but she stopped just in time. Off to Pence. Leaves it off now for Becky Painter. Back to Pence. Kara lines up a three, a little bit strong. And the rebound picked up weak side by Lincolnwood's Avery Pope. We played 1 minute here in the opening quarter of the ballgame. No score and a turnover there as McClellan went to feed the post and no one was home. Second Lancer turnover. Painter, long pass ahead to Sinyan. Up and down for the easy deuce. With the left-hand finish, Sinyan has the game's first bucket. Lancers quickly into the front court with Sydney Hurtman in the right corner. She leaves it off for Pope. They swing it left side now with McClellan. Maggie McClellan, bounce pass, top of the key to Herman. And Justin Milberg wants a timeout. 6:28 for the opening quarter. Litchfield leading Lincolnwood 2-0. We'll come back to the woodshed at Lincolnwood following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Lincolnwood has the basketball with Avery Pope. Across the head of the key, it goes to Herman. And then Pinch just strips it right away. Three possessions, three turnovers for the Lancers. Jackson feeds Sinyan on the left block. She's double-teamed, kicks it back out to Carson. Here's Becky Painter out at the volleyball spike line, leaves it back for Jackson, working right side into the hands of Sinyan. A couple of Panthers slashing through the lane. Now it's off to Jackson. Painter has it on the left wing. On the slash, finds Sinyan way too strong with a left-handed layup. Offensive rebound to Bowden, and Carly is fouled. She'll have two free throws. They are going to get Caitlin Payne with the personal. That is her first. And it will send Carly Bowden, the 5'10 senior, to the charity stripe. First free throw is short, but crawls over and goes down. Good soft touch with the right type of spin. Allowed that ball to go home, and that one's pure. Both tosses go for Carly Bowden. It's 4-0 Litchfield, 5:45 for the opening quarter. Pope still handling in the backcourt. Now she comes across the timeline, being checked by Jackson. Bad pass from McClellan. Somehow found its way through the heart of the lane down to Krager. She fires and can't hit. And the Lancers, they'll get an offensive rebound. They'll reset. Herman, her shot goes off the side of the backboard. And the rebound down to Kara Pence for Litchfield. Here comes Becky Painter on the wing to Sinyan. Down to the right block. Great position. Count it. And the foul for Carly Bowden. Four for Bowden and a free throw coming. Second team foul on Lincolnwood. Second personal foul on Caitlin Payne. Bowden got great post position that time. She sealed her defender off inside of the right block. Great feed from Sinyan. Now Bowden for the old-fashioned three. Toss, good. Five early points for Carly Bowden. She's 3-3 at the foul line. And it's 7-0 Litchfield as we approach the five-minute mark of the opening quarter. Bounce pass on the right wing for Sydney Herman. Herman, top of the key, finds Pope off a screen. Straight on, three ball, too strong. Rebound down to Bowden for Litchfield. Into the hands of Painter. Quickly off to Sinyan into the front court. Top of the key to Jackson. Carson Jackson with the left-hand bounce, leaves it on the wing for Sinyan. Emily Sinyan has that knocked away, but then she's able to fight it back and save possession for Litchfield. Good hands that time from Avery Pope. She deflected that ball, but then Sinyan was able to track it down. Now Emily on the curl, left the layup short, gets the rebound back, too strong, and the Lancers pull it down. 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Avery Pope, long pass in the front court to McClelland. Her entry pass down to Krager, tipped and stolen. Fourth Lincolnwood turnover. Here come the Purple Panthers into the front court. Painter leaves off for Carson Jackson. Back to Becky now on the right wing. On the baseline to Pitts. Oh, down low to Bowden. Nice action there. Carly Bowden, 7 first quarter points off the beautiful action in the feed from Kara Pitts. Good movement without the ball. Crisp passing early for Litchfield. Halfway through the opening quarter. Trouble with it on the sideline, and it's turned over as Herman couldn't handle it cleanly. Here's Jackson. Long throw ahead to Bowden. Off the window. It's good. 9 first quarter points for Carly Bowden. And Justin Milberg needs a timeout. 3:49 for the opening quarter. Litchfield leading Lincolnwood 11-0. We'll come back to Lincolnwood High School following these messages on WSMI. A quick start for Litchfield here, specifically a quick start for Carly Bowden. She has 9 of the Purple Panthers' 11 points here. 3:49 for the opening quarter. Justin Milberg has burned 2 timeouts here in the first quarter of a play. As the Lancers are learning on the fly this year, they've got their junior high program established. They're playing JV games as well. So they are headed in the right direction. It just takes time when you're starting a program after a long hiatus like the Lancers had. Turnover by Pope. She was being pressured out there by Painter. Ahead to Jackson. Across the lane to Pence. Makes the catch moving forward towards the baseline. Now gives it back to Becky Painter. Into the hands of Jackson. Back to Painter. Feeds the baseline to Pence. Down to Bowden. Off the window. Oh, she missed it. Gets it back, and she got it that time. She just wanted to get a couple of rebounds. To her credit, 11 points for Carly Bowden. Kara Pence says, that's great, but what about my assist? 3:05 for the opening quarter. Pence winds up on the ground in the middle of the lane. That leaves Herman wide open. 3-ball, no. Offensive rebound down to Maggie McClellan. And Lincolnwood will reset with Herman. Out between the circles, it's Avery Pope. 5'5 freshman. Keeps the bounce alive. Dangerous bounce pass found its way to Cassie Krager. Bounce pass top of the key to McClellan. Pope, right side of the key, into the hands of Sophia Rainwater, who's checked in. Rainwater, a 5'5 junior. Here's McClellan. Check that Krager, and she's going to get tied up. And on the arrow, it'll go to Litchfield. That'll go down as the 7th turnover on the Lancers. 13-0, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. 2.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Brad Underwood show airing right now on 105.3 The Ox. Salina had a nice win the other night against Purdue. There is another high-low action from Pint to Bowden. 13 first-quarter points for Carly Bowden. She has the last 13. Sydney got the first bucket, 13 straight from Carly Bowden. That ball kicked into the backcourt off the foot of a Lancer. Actually, off the foot of a Purple Panther, and the Lancer is able to retrieve and bring it back across the timeline. Here's Herman, picks up her dribble. Bounce pass to Rainwater on the right wing. Inside of 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Pope. She bounced it once, picked it up. That was ill-advised. She needs some help now. Pivots around, Jackson right on her. Into the hands of Cassie Krager. Left side of the key with Herman. Sydney Herman being guarded by Pence up top with McClellan. Down low, somehow got through 3 purple jerseys to Avery Pope, and she puts it up and in. First bucket of the ball game for Lincolnwood belongs to Avery Pope, an 8-footer off the right side. And that pass was threaded through 3 Purple Panthers. Here's Painter, answers right back with a triple off the right wing. Becky Painter's first bucket. It's 18-2, now a steal. Stepping right into the passing lane was Kate Comer. Ahead to Jackson, off the window too strong. Rebound to Painter. Becky Painter muscles it up and draws the foul. Third team foul on Lincolnwood. They will get Maggie McClelland on the personal. That's her first. It will send Becky Painter to the free throw line. 5'7 junior. Free throw for Becky is off the heel too strong. Substitution for the Purple Panthers. Freshman Laura Boston will check in. Carly Bowden will get a much-deserved breather. 13 first-quarter points for Carly. Second free throw for Painter is off the mark. She missed the pair. And the rebound down to Lincolnwood and Cassie Krager. She leaves off for Avery Pope. Final minute, first quarter. Pope's pass tipped on its way to Krager before it found its way to Cassie. Top of the key with Avery Pope. Pope, top of the key Leaves it for McClellan. Down low, nice action, but Herman can't make the catch cleanly. Ninth turnover on Lincoln Wood. Herman cut off that baseline, and she was open, but she just took her eye off of it before she hauled in the catch. Herman will sit. Payne back on the floor. 43 seconds for quarter number one here at the Woodshed at Lincoln Wood. 2-3 zone now for Lincoln Wood. Comer has it on the right wing. Back to Jackson, left wing to Sinion now. Into the hands of Jackson, right wing to Comer. Right back to Carson, 25 seconds for the quarter. Carson Jackson, top of the key. Sinion on the left wing, she checks the clock. Jackson says, I'll take the three, yes. Carson Jackson buries the three from straight on. Makes it 21-2 Litchfield. 12 seconds for the first quarter. Avery Pope dribbling out near midcourt. Poked away by Jackson and a reach-in foul on Carson. That's her first, team's first. It'll be sideline out of bounds in the front court for the Lancers. 7 seconds for the quarter. A 21-2 Litchfield lead. Pope has it in the backcourt with six. Still not across the timeline with four. Now she goes with three at the volleyball spike line with two. Blocked at the horn by Jackson, and that's the quarter. After one, it is Litchfield leading Lincolnwood 21-2. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. 21-2, Litchfield leads. Lincolnwood will get the basketball to start the second quarter. Carly Bowden, 13 points for the Purple Panthers in the opening 8 minutes. On the curl, not able to handle cleanly as Cassie Krager, out of bounds it goes, the 10th Lincolnwood turnover. The Lancers will be back at it tomorrow. They'll be taking on Greenfield Northwestern. That game will be in Palmyra. And actually, as I say tomorrow, I mean Wednesday. Wednesday they will be taking on Greenfield Northwestern in Palmyra. Litchfield will be at Hillsboro Thursday. That's a broadcast we'll have for you live here on FM 106. Busy week of basketball. Pence straight on three, can't get it to go. And the rebound saved by Bowden in the left corner. She gets it out to Pence and Litchfield can reset. Boys doubleheaders Tuesday and Friday. Girls doubleheader on Thursday as Painter cans another three ball. This one off the left wing. She has six and it's 24-2. You can find our broadcast schedule online at WSMIRadio.com. A bad pass. Sinion shoots into the passing lane, comes up with a steal, then throws it away, but Painter tracks it down right in front of the Lincoln Wood bench. Panther ball on the right wing with Jackson. Top of the key to Painter. She hesitated on the three ball, leaves it for Sinion. In the corner it goes to Pence. Left elbow Sinion. Here's Jackson on the right wing. Off to Painter, left wing to Pence, down to Bowden. Double teamed in there. Good job by the Lancers to stay strong, and they force the miss. Rebound to Lincoln Wood. 6.5 minutes for the first half. That pass is tipped and stolen out front by Carson Jackson. And then Jackson, as she tries to get around Pope, is fouled. They'll get Avery Pope on the personal. Her first, team's fourth. The Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational pools and seeds were released today. The Highland Girls Tournament bracket was released today as well. We'll get you that information here as the game progresses along. Of course, both of those tournaments and the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament all coming up beginning the week of January 20th. Painter again, yes. Three triples for Painter. It's 27-2 Litchfield. 6-10 for the first half. Lancers have turned it over 12 times. Litchfield's really been pressuring. Krager, little jab step to create some space against Painter. Now leaves it off for Avery Pope. Bounce pass to Caitlin Payne. Her entry pass is tipped around and a good hustle by Cassie Krager. She's first to the floor, but the arrow gives it to Litchfield. Great hustle from Cassie Krager. And that's what Justin Milberg has been talking about. He loves the effort and hustle from his group. And he's glad to see that they have kept their energy level high when they've been on the wrong end of some of these lopsided scores here in the early part of the season. That pass behind Comer. She's able to track it down at midcourt. Sinion dribbles into a three. Rattles it around and down for Emily Sinion. She has five. That's three triples in the quarter for Litchfield, and they lead 30-2. man-to-man for the Purple Panthers. That pass is too tall and turned over. Got over the head of McClellan. 14th Lancer turnover. Here come the Purple Panthers. Sinyon on the right wing. Middle of the lane to Comer. Straight on, yes, for Kate with the backboard. Kate Comer has her first bucket. 32-2, Litchfield. Comer has a big smile on her face as she was hearing the cheers from the Litchfield bench. Top of the key with Payne. Tries to feed it down to Krager and it's turned over. 15th turnover. Tough angle to feed the post there. Substitutions for Litchfield. Carol Pence returns. Carson Jackson back on the floor. And also Haley Rentz is into the action, the freshman for Litchfield. Staying on the floor, Comer and Bowden. Haley Dom is checked in for Lincoln. What a 5'5 freshman. 4:45 for the first half. All Litchfield here tonight. They started fast and haven't looked back. Here's Comer in the left corner. Jackson on the left wing. Skip past the pins on the right side of the key. Kara puts it on the deck. Cut off there. Feeds Bowden. Kicks out to Rentz. Over to Jackson. Left side of the key, Carson. Back right side with Pence. 4:20. First half down to Bowden. Double team. Kicks to Pence. Kara for three. Short. Just grazed the front iron. And the rebound down to Lincolnwood and Sydney Herman. Here's Avery Pope. Dangerous pass in the front court. Tipped out by Rentz. Almost went out the doors into the cafeteria here at Lincolnwood, but Big Al Polkenpohl saved it. Lancer ball on the baseline. Herman, her three blocked by Kara Pence. Halfway through the second quarter. A ball fake would have been in order there. Here's Pence on the right wing. Finds Comer, middle of the lane. Kate, yes. Kate Comer's second bucket, both from the heart of the lane. This time no window evolved. And Justin Milberg wants a timeout. 3:53 for the first half. It is Litchfield 34, Lincolnwood 2. We'll come back to Lincolnwood High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Woodshed at Lincolnwood. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios here on your Monday night girls high school basketball. Litchfield leading Lincolnwood 34-2. Boys doubleheader tomorrow night. Litchfield will be at Nokomis Live at 7:30. North Mac at Staunton will follow. That should be a heck of a ball game and a potential preview of the championship game at the Macoupin County Tournament in a couple of weeks. Down low it goes to McClellan. Can't get it off the left block. And the rebound down to Litchfield. 3.5 minutes for the first half of play. Carson Jackson on the left wing with Kate Comer. Back into the hands of Pence. On the wing it goes to Jackson. Back to Kara. In the left corner it goes to Rentz. Left side of the key with Jackson. Right side of the floor now with Comer. On the baseline to Rentz. Haley right back to Comer. Top of the key to Pence. Kara return pass to Kate Comer. She'll put it on the deck. Back to Pence. Open for three. Back rim to two strong. Rebound out to the foul line. Picked up there by Lincolnwood and Maggie McClellan. Avery Pope across the timeline for the Lancers. That pass is thrown right to Jackson and turned over. Carson Jackson slows it up now as she comes into the front court. 16th Lincolnwood turnover. Here's Rentz on the right wing. Finds Comer down on the baseline to Bowden through Carly's hands out of bounds. And I had that as Litchfield's first turnover. 2:37 for the first half. Rentz out, Pence out, Bowden out. Laura Boston has returned for Litchfield. Emily Sinion's on the floor and Becky Painter is back into the action. Left wing, Herman, quick trigger three, way too strong, goes off the backboard, picked up by Dom, and she's fouled. Haley Dom will have two free throws. Second team foul on Litchfield. They'll get the personal on Kate Comer. It'll stop the clock with 2:24 to play in the first half, and it'll send Haley Dom, the 5'5 freshman, to the free throw line. Toss is good. Dom's first point of the night. First free throw of the night for the Lancers. Second toss is good, and the freshman knocks down the pair. Makes it 34-4 Litchfield, 2:20 first half. Jackson into the front court. Lincolnwood sagging in a 2-3 zone piece. Sinyon for three, yes. Emily Sinyon's second three of the quarter. She has 8 for the half, and it's 37-4 Litchfield. 2 minutes, quarter number two. We'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show at the break. Here's Herman on the left wing, looking for some assistance. Gets it down to Payne. Count it and the foul, Caitlin Payne. Payne's first bucket. She'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three. That was a good job to play through the contact from just outside the painted area. First personal on Laura Boston, third team foul on Litchfield. Free throw for Payne is short. She knew it, and she left early. It'll be Litchfield ball on the violation. Shooter always knows, and Caitlin knew it was short. Came across before that ball hit the rim. Sophie Rainwater checks in, Payne out. Caitlin picked up those two early fouls. So she'll sit the rest of the half here. Good job to play the rest of this first half without getting number three. Left wing with Comer. Top of the key to Painter. On the right wing with Jackson. Carson Jackson. Bounce pass to Sinyon. Left wing to Painter. Open for three. Rimmed it out. No good. Boston had the offensive rebound ripped away by Rainwater in there. And Lincolnwood has the ball with 90 seconds for the first half. Across the timeline comes Maggie McClellan. Now she picks up her dribble. She's in trouble. Sinyon with the pressure. Leaves it off for Rainwater. Out the volleyball spike line. Boston sagging off of her. Here's Dom, top of the key. Bounce pass to McClellan. Down low. Count it and the foul, Cassie Krager. Krager's first bucket. She was having nice movement without the basketball on the baseline there. Now she has a chance for the three-point play. 5'6 junior Cassie Krager. Toss no good. Rebound picked up by Painter. 37-8 Litchfield. 65 seconds for the first half. Here's Comer on the right wing. Off to Jackson between the circles. Back to Comer it goes. Inside of a minute for the first half. Here's Sinyon at the right elbow. Painter, left wing, three. Missed it. Good rebound. Sinyon missed the putback. Got it again. Missed it again. And the rebound down to Lincolnwood. Two offensive rebounds and no putback for the Purple Panthers. 40 seconds, first half. Here's Maggie McClellan. Leaves it into the hands of Sydney Herman. Down on the block. Good position for Krager. Missed it with the left hand. Gets the rebound back. Dom for three. Yes! Haley Dom knocks down the three ball. She has 5 points for the Lancers. 20 seconds for the first half. 37-11 Litchfield. Here's Sinyon. Off to Painter. Left wing with Jackson. Carson Jackson. Top of the key to Comer. On the right wing with Painter. Through her hands, picked up by Sinyon. 5 seconds. Sinyon, top of the key. Painter with three, lets it fly off the heel too strong, and that's the half. After two quarters, it is Litchfield, 37. Lincolnwood, 11. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Lancers get the basketball to start the second half, trailing 37-11. They close the quarter strong, and it continues as down to Krager it goes off the right block. It's good. Four for Cassie Krager. So this is like a 11-3 spurt here for Lincolnwood after they trailed 34-2. Sinyon gets it down to Bowden. She just took her eye off of that, off her fingers, out of bounds. Just a second Litchfield turnover. We'll see if the Purple Panthers can keep their focus here in the second half. It is hard when you have that big of a lead at the half to come out with the same type of intensity and effort. Their defensive pressure in that first half was fantastic as Painter slaps it away from Krager, goes right to Avery Pope. Bounce pass, top of the key to Caitlin Payne. Into the hands of Maggie McClellan. McClellan, bounce pass to Sydney Herman. Down low, swatted out of there by Bowden, but it's deflected right to the Lancers and they'll reset. McClellan, now she has it taken away by Sinyon. Emily Sinyon races the other way, and she's fouled. Baseline out of bounds for Litchfield. They will get Maggie McClellan with her second personal. Good hustle that time by Lincolnwood to get back and not concede the layup. Sinyon on the baseline, looking. Gets it in left corner to Becky Painter. Off to Carson Jackson. Jackson back to Painter on the baseline with Bowden. Into the hands of Painter, top of the key to Sinyon. Right wing with Jackson. On the baseline, Pence down to Bowden. Great position off the window, it's good. 15 for Carly Bowden. That was really good offense from Litchfield. They've ran that set a number of times, and it's worked each and every time. As the pass goes to Payne, and she's fouled by Bowden. First on Carly, first on Litchfield here in the second half. That'll send Caitlin Payne to the free throw line, the 5'10 junior. She has 2 points tonight. 0 of 1 at the free throw line. That toss short. Laura Boston will check in for Litchfield, replacing Bowden. Another free throw for Caitlin Payne. Toss is off the mark, no good. Rebound picked up by Krager. She got slipped past Boston for that inside position. But then she's called for steps underneath. Great job by Cassie Krager on the anticipation there. 6-10, third quarter. 39-13, Litchfield. On the baseline with Boston. She throws it right back to Painter. Into the hands of Sinyon, right wing with Jackson. Carson Jackson feeds Pence on the baseline down to Boston. She got too far under the backboard and couldn't finish it. Into the hands of the Lancers. Avery Pope tried a long pass, and she didn't get anything behind it. 19th turnover by Lincolnwood. Almost looked like it slipped out of her hand. Tried to make a baseball pass at around midcourt. Here's Sinyon. Painter, left wing for three. Too strong. And on the rebound, saved by Sinyon, right to Kara Pence. And the Purple Panthers can reset. 5.5 minutes, third quarter. Down to Pence, draws a crowd, bounce it off a foot out of bounds, and it will be Lincolnwood ball. Third Litchfield turnover. Tomorrow night, boys doubleheader, Litchfield at Nokomis live at 7:30. North Mac at Staunton will follow. Both games here on FM 106. Painter fronting the high post to flex it away, 20th turnover. Painter, bounce pass to Sinyon. Layup is no good, she missed it. And the rebound down to Lincolnwood. Again, the Lancers did not concede. They hustled back and made it tough on the Purple Panthers there. 5 minutes, third quarter. Avery Pope handling out front, picks up the dribble. She needs some help now. Bounce pass goes to Cassie Krager. Top of the key with Rainwater. Into the hands of Avery Pope, right side of the key. Top of the key now to Payne. 4:40 for quarter number three. Krager being checked by Painter. Left side of the key to Sydney Herman. Being guarded by Sinyon. Got to be strong with the ball, and she threw it away. Threw it right to Laura Boston. Boston, left-hand layup good. First bucket for Boston. And again, Lincolnwood hustled back. That was not an uncontested look. 41-13 Litchfield. We approach the midway point of the quarter number three. Pope picks up the dribble, and Justin Milberg wants a timeout. 4:09 for the third. Litchfield leading Lincolnwood 41-13. We'll come back to Lincolnwood High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Lincolnwood timeout, Lancers have the ball in the front court. Oh, a lazy pass from Pope, but a good job by Krager to hustle to the basketball, and then she's fouled by Becky Painter. Painter thought she had a steal, and she would have, if not for the hustle of Cassie Krager. Krager throws it right to Carson Jackson. Jackson stepped in front of Pope. Now she attacks and draws the foul. On the floor was the foul. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Litchfield. They will get Avery Pope, her second, team's second of the half. Baseline out of bounds for the Purple Panthers. Comer gets it in top of the key to Pence. Into the hands of Painter. Off to Carson Jackson. Here's Becky Painter on the right wing. Up to Pence, left wing to Jackson. Carson thought about the three, instead leaves it back for Comer. Right wing to Pence. Kara Pence, top of the key to Painter. Left wing to Comer. Kate, long two, no good. And the rebound to Cassie Krager for Lincolnwood. 3.5 minutes for the third quarter. Here's Maggie McClellan. Gets it off to Pope, back to Krager. Left wing, Dom for three, left it a little bit short. Tracks down her own rebound, though, out at the top of the key. Shooter always knows. Payne on the left wing. Caitlin Payne leaves it for Dom, top of the key. Hand off to Avery Pope. Avery picked up the dribble. She needs some help now. Pivots around, and a bad pass is going to go out of bounds. Was it tipped? Yes. Off of Litchfield. It'll be Lincolnwood ball. Well, when Lincolnwood has given up their dribble, no matter where they are on the floor. Litchfield's coming with the pressure. Here's Krager, gets it off to McClelland. No, but the rebound and put back good for Caitlin Payne. McClelland caught that on the curl going towards the rim. Didn't get the bucket, but she's the one who created that opportunity for Caitlin Payne. 41-15 Litchfield. Painter for three, missed it, and the rebound picked up off the floor by Cassie Krager for Lincolnwood. Pope ahead to McClelland, looking for Payne down low, tipped, stolen by Kara Pence. And then on the outlet, Litchfield throws it away. So the Panthers and the Lancers exchange turnovers. It'll stay with Lincolnwood, 2:32 for the third quarter. Krager gets it in. Down low looking for Payne. Tipped away by Bowden as she was fronting the post there. We'll get a jump ball and the arrow. We'll give it to Litchfield. Substitution for the Purple Panthers. Becky Painter is out. And Carson Jackson has returned. 2:25 for the third quarter. 41-15 Litchfield. They led 21-2 after one. 37-11 at the half. Here's Sinyon on the right wing. Leaves for Pence. Kara will rise and hit from 12 feet out. Kara Pence has her first bucket. She's had a number of nice assists in this ball game this evening. 43-15, 2 minutes, third quarter. Litchfield leading. They've led the entire way. Payne leaves it off for Avery Pope. Into the hands of Dom. Haley Dom. Bounce pass to McClelland, right side of the key. Now bounce pass back left side to Herman. Down to Pope, muscles it up and draws the foul. Third foul of the half on Litchfield. They will get Carson Jackson with her second personal. Substitutions now at the table that will check in after this first free throw from the 5'5 freshman Avery Pope. Free throw is good for Avery. Painter back and Jackson will check back out. Payne and McClelland out for Lincolnwood. Sophie Rainwater is back into the action, along with Cassie Krager. That ball is short, and the rebound down to Litchfield. So Pope gets one out of two, 100 seconds, third quarter. Here's Painter on the right wing. Becky Painter, top of the key to Kara Pence, on the left wing with Comer. Cade Comer leaves for Sinyon, right side now to Pence. Kara puts it on the floor, bounces to the corner, leaves for Bowden, off the window, it's good. Carly Bowden has 17 off another assist from Kara Pence. There's been a number of times, at least five times tonight, Pence has taken the ball into the right corner, and then Bowden's had that good position on the right block. It's led to easy buckets. 65 seconds for the third quarter. Litchfield leading 45-16. Here's Rainwater, right side of the key, sagging off of Sophie, off to Herman. She fires a three, blocked by Kara Pence. A good closeout there from Pence. Pence and Bowden, that is a nice low post dual threat for Litchfield. Here's Sinyon, top of the key with Painter. Left wing with Comer, on the baseline with Bowden, right back to Comer. Top of the key with Painter, 35 seconds for the third. Sinyon wants the three, left it short. Rebound to Bowden, off the window, it's good. It's Carly's night, 19 for Bowden. She was right place, right time there. Now a travel out front as Pope comes across the timeline. That'll be the 25th turnover on the Lancers with 25 and a half seconds for the third quarter. 47-16. And we've got a substitution. Maggie McClelland will check in, replacing Avery Pope. All these young Lancers will be better for this season moving forward. Maybe hard to understand it or see it now, but they will be better for it down the road. Doesn't make this year any easier for them, but you can see they're going to be just fine in a few years. Just takes time when you're in the first year of a program. Here's Comer for three, missed it. Rebound to the floor, knocked away. Good hustle by Cassie Krager, and that's the quarter. After three, it is Litchfield 47, Lincolnwood 16. We'll come back with the fourth quarter following these messages on WSMI. Litchfield wins the third quarter 10-5. They lead Lincolnwood 47-16. Boys doubleheader for you tomorrow night. Litchfield at Nokomis live at 7:30. North Mac at Staunton will follow both games on FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. We'll have a girls' doubleheader Thursday, another boys' doubleheader on Friday. Of course, check WSMIRadio.com for the broadcast schedule. So here we go, fourth quarter. Lancers get it to start. Painter deflects it away from Pope into the backcourt, and Avery will retrieve there. Avery Pope leaves it off. Left wing for Maggie McClellan. McClellan back to Pope. Return pass to McClellan is tipped and stolen by Sinya, but then she can't save it in the backcourt. And Lincoln Wood gets the ball back. On the left wing with McClellan. Maggie McClellan being hounded by Sinyan. Boy, Litchfield has had no let up on the defensive end here tonight. Getting it after it with the pressure. Here is Rainwater, knocked loose by Pence, picked back up by Sophie. She pivots around, leaves off for McClellan. 7 minutes for the ball game. We'll have Fighting Illini basketball on Wednesday from Wisconsin. 7 o'clock on 105.3 The Ox. The Illini off to a 2-2 start in Big Ten play. They've had a brutal first part of their conference schedule here. Of course, the Big Ten in general is brutal. Best conference in the country. 6:40 for the ball game here, 47-16 Litchfield. McClellan leaves it off for Cassie Krager, being guarded by Painter. Always active hands on this Litchfield defensive unit. Always see that they can knock that ball loose. Jackson got her hand on that basketball. Pope, tough pass down to McClellan, fires no from the right block, and the rebound down to Becky Painter for Litchfield. Into the hands of Carson Jackson. Off to Kara Pence, down to Bowden, left block. Good position, missed it. Sinyan's follow, no. And on the rebound, the Lancers have it. Sinyan had her leg caught in the wickets that time. Her leg was caught between the arm and the body, I do believe, of Maggie McClellan. So Sinyan was trying to hop out of there. She couldn't get away. And eventually, I think Lincoln was called for a travel. It'll be Litchfield ball. You don't see that every day. Off the baseline into Pence. She missed it from seven. Rebound off the floor, picked up by Sinyan. And Litchfield maintains. 5:40 ball game. Painter on the left wing. Into the hands of Jackson. She wants the three. Carson can't get it too strong. Rebound to Bowden. Put back good. Yes. Carly Bowden has 21. Outscoring Lincoln Wood herself. 49-16 Litchfield. 5:25 for the game. Pope handling out front. Leaves it off left wing for Cassie Krager. Bounce pass top of the key to Rainwater. Right side of the key with Avery Pope. Top of the key to Caitlin Payne. Payne leaves it off for Krager, right side of the key. 5 minutes for the ball game. Down low, tough pass, no angle there, turned over. 27th Lincoln Wood turnover. Jackson ahead to Sinyan, counter and the foul for Emily Sinyan. 10 for Sinyan. She did a good job of concentrating there as she was hit right on her hip. So it kind of threw her balance off, but she was able to get it on the window a touch. And she'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Clock running here in the fourth quarter. That foul went on Maggie McClellan, her third. Team's third. Substitutions for Litchfield at the table. Laura Boston in and Haley Rentz in, both freshmen. Painter and Bowden. Now, what a game for Carly Bowden. She'll finish with 21 points, 13 of them in that opening quarter. Free throw for Sinyan, off the heel too strong. Rebound to Pence, put back good. For Kara Pence, that is her second field goal. Off the offensive rebound on the missed foul shot. Sinyan checks out, Kate Comer back in for the Purple Panthers. Halfway through the fourth quarter. 53-16, Litchfield leading. Lincoln Wood will be back in action to Wednesday. There's another turnover stolen by Comer. Lost the handle on the way down, and then she traveled. Again, good hustle from Lincoln Wood. No give up. The clock is running. You're losing 53-16, 3:40 for the game, and you're hustling back on defense. That will make Justin Milberg very, very happy. 3.5 to play in the game. Here is Krager, blocked and fouled. They will get Rentz on the foul. Free throws for Cassie Krager. The Lancers will play again on Wednesday. This is a makeup game. They'll take on Greenfield Northwestern. That game will be in Palmyra on Wednesday night. for the Purple Panthers. They will be traveling to Toppertown to take on Hillsboro Thursday night. That's a game we'll have live on FM 106. The free throw for Krager, too strong. Lots of hoops coming up here over the next several weeks on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Both free throws missed by Krager. Rebound to Payne. Gets it back to Cassie, and as she attacks, she loses the handle. Picked up by Kara Pence. 2:40 for the ball game. That third week of January, the week of the 20th, we'll have the Macoupin County Tournament and the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Tournament. Coverage of both on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Avery Pope comes into the front court after the Litchfield turnover, their sixth of the night. Here's Haley Dom, left side of the key, being guarded by Laura Boston. Into the hands of Avery Pope. Down low to Dom, tough catch, got it up over Pence. High off the window, no, rebound, Payne, put back good. Six for Caitlin Payne. Now substitutions for the Lancers. Jasmine Vickery checks in, 5-foot freshman. Amanda Seelbach checks in, a 5'5 freshman. Also into the action, let's see. Mary Anderson, a 5'5 sophomore in. Payne and Herman stay on the floor. 2-3 zone for Lincolnwood. 100 seconds for the game. That's the good thing about this Lincolnwood program. Their numbers are good. Down to Boston, though. Good defense in there by Payne. When you start a program, you hope the numbers and the interest will be there, and that is the case for Lincolnwood. Numbers good at the junior high level. They've got enough to field a JV team, and they are headed in the right direction now. There's a turnover. They're 30th of the night. Ahead to Jackson. Carson with the right hand for the lefty. Rattled out, no good. Rebound tapped around. Saved by Rentz to Jackson. 70 seconds to play. The folks here at Lincolnwood knew, in terms of wins and losses, it was going to be a rough year, but they're not measuring their season in those terms. And in the metrics they're using, their season has been very successful. Playing hard, good attitudes, and keeping their heads up. 50 seconds for the ball game. Comer on the attack, cut off, gives it back to Jackson. 45 seconds for the game. Into the hands of Comer. Down to the block to Rentz. Pass was tipped away by Payne, picked up by Herman. She's tied up, and the Lancers will have it on the arrow. Clock running, half a minute for the ball game. Scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. Then a boys doubleheader tomorrow night. Litchfield at McComas live at 7:30. North Mac at Staunton will follow. Here is Dom for three. Missed it. Rebound is going to go out of bounds. Dom hustles after, but you can't save it in play. And with 10 seconds left in the ball game, Litchfield will inbound one more time, and that will be that, as they say. 53-18 will be the final, as the Litchfield Purple Panthers, a wire-to-wire victory here tonight at the Woodshed in Raymond. Litchfield beats Lincolnwood 53-18. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Litchfield winners tonight over Lincolnwood 53-18. With the win, Litchfield now 11-8. With the loss, Lincolnwood falls to 0-7. Big ball game for Carly Bowden. She finishes with 21 points on the night. 10 for Emily Sinyon, 9 for Becky Painter, 4 for Kate Comer, 4 for Kara Pence, 3 for Carson Jackson. Litchfield tonight hit 6 threes, all coming in the first half. They were just 3 of 6 from the free throw line, did not attempt a foul shot in the second or third quarters, and just 1 in the fourth quarter. Unofficially, 7 turnovers for the Purple Panthers tonight. Quarters of 21, 16, 10, and 6 for their winning total of 53. For the Lincolnwood Lancers here tonight, they were led by Caitlin Payne with 6, 5 for Haley Dom, 4 for Cassie Krager, 3 for Avery Pope. I had Lincolnwood for 30 turnovers on the night. They were 3 of 10 from the free throw line. Quarters of 2, 9, 5, and 2 for the Lancers, who drop to 0-7. We want to thank Josh Stone and all the folks here at Lincolnwood for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast tonight. Without them, We don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. Again, scores tomorrow morning, 7:30. Spotlight on sports here on FM 106. Your final one more time from the Woodshed in Raymond. Litchfield beats Lincolnwood 53-18. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's action here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WUSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. That is going to do it here for the Woodshed in Raymond. I am Tim Ives. We say goodnight from Lincolnwood High School.